Hey, you. Yes, you. Welcome to Pillow Talk, where late night thoughts meet grown-up conversations. I'm Destiny Shanae, your favorite bestie with the mic, serving real talk on love, sex, and all the confusing, messy-ish in between the sheets. Around here, we talk spicy and heal loudly. We don't fake the vibe, and we damn sure don't fake the orgasms. So curl up with your favorite tomorrow tea, close your eyes, and just listen to the sound of my voice. Hey, lovers and sexies. So, I am in the studio, and I so am having the privilege to sit here and talk to T-Squeeze and JR15 in the studio right now. So JR15, he is a YouTuber, guys. He's a blogger. He is, his handle is JR15PumpMan23. So this is, we've been in the studio, in and out of the studio all day today, and I think we're settling down. It wasn't even recorded, it wasn't planned, it wasn't any of that. He just decided, hey, I'm coming through the studio, and before Squeeze and I had got out of there, because we're working on another podcast, he asked to come by. So he came by, and this is exactly what was recorded. So this is a bonus part one, because it was such a long podcast that we were doing. He was also recording while we were talking. So it was pretty cool, pretty interesting. He had his YouTube channel going. All I did was just press record. So we jump around in here. We talk a little bit about everything. Talk about Miss Baby Jessica. And of course, just to clear it up for you guys, Baby Jessica is the baby who fell in the well in Midland, Texas, back in October 14th, 1987. I lived in Midland at that time. She was in the well for 58 hours. And I'm saying this now because we're talking about it, and so I'm just clarifying it. She was in the well from October 14th through October 16th, and they dug a 22-foot deep well parallel to her well. I should say the well was 22 feet deep that she fell in, my bad. And she was 18 months old. But yeah, how they got her out was they dug a well parallel to her, and that's pretty much how they rescued her. So I just wanted to jump in and say that. I think that was the only thing we talked about that I needed clarification on. But guys, it was so much fun. So I hope you enjoy part one.
Mississippi thick, everything. Man, she got the speaking sound just like you. I'm looking at her, I'm like, where you from? She was like, Mobile. I was like, no, man, she's from Alabama, that's where she was from. She said, Mobile. I'm like, damn, I'm thinking you country. I'm like, shit, we sound way worse than you. She was like, yeah, everybody there don't talk like that.
Yeah, man.
Like, somebody came down here and was like, damn, I thought y'all really, it was Mac. Mac was like, shit, I thought y'all was riding on horses and the cactus and shit. I said, you thought you were going to see some tumbleweed and shit go by and shit.
He fucked his mind set up because he really thought something totally different.
He's like, damn, y'all got good weed down here too? Like, damn. I was like, yeah, fam, we ain't out of the country, man.
It was different. It was a culture shock. Can you imagine moving from New York to Midland, Texas?
Exactly. No.
That was a culture shock. I hated it. I hated it until I started liking it.
The slowest place.
And again, I'm not even good with years, but at that time, the only thing we can do is go to Odessa Permian football games. That's when Odessa Permian was popping.
Oh, that's Friday Night Lights.
Yes. That's when they was popping. The only other thing we did was play on tracks.
Yeah, that was like around the time when that Friday Night Lights
shit. It was. I lived down there when baby Jessica fell down the well. Y'all remember baby Jessica? You ain't never heard. You gotta look up the story, baby Jessica.
Sound familiar.
She fell down the well in Midland, Texas. Fell down the well, and they got her, took her. It took them, what, a day and a half? Maybe even longer, but to get her out. And they got her out alive.
That baby survived a day and a half?
It survived in there. Two days, three days, maybe. I can't really remember how long, but yes, it survived in the well. Yep, she was stuck like this too, with her leg up, arm and her leg was up. Yep, and she survived. They got her out. I was there for something else too, but I cannot remember what it was. I think I was out of Corpus when Selena got killed. By that time, yeah. I was out of Corpus by that time. But I loved Corpus because it was the beach. So every weekend we went to the beach. I was young in Corpus, real young. My teacher's name was Miss Delion, third grade or something like that.
Back then, though, Corpus Beach was nice.
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yes, it was. And especially to a kid, you know.
Right.
You know,
but it was nice then because
12-year-old.
Yeah, once I got to where we was like going on spring break and shit, Corpus was trash. It was just a place where kids met them.
And trash. Everything. Yeah. Absolutely. But Corpus was Corpus is when I had my actual first fight and I got the nickname Tyson.
He said they dug a hole next to her to get her out the well.
I don't know how they got her out, but it was a lot. They did a lot.
He said they dug a hole next to
her. To get her out the well, okay, yep. Or to free some debris. And stuff, because I think they and she survived too.
Y'all asked more about the story too.
It's crazy. My New York days were, I love my New York days. Thank you. I love my New York days. That's where I got introduced to the drug empire.
As an adult. Maybe I shouldn't ask you this question. Maybe I should ask you later. I asked you this when we not.
Okay, I got some personal questions for you.
Just because you done been all around the world and I ain't got to travel like that. Like, but anywhere I travel, which is bad, I don't do it as much now, but when I was younger, we would just get up and drive. We just take off. But my young, ignorant mind, I treated everywhere I went like Texas.
It helped me
in some places, but it was dangerous. And my ignorance, just God was like, I'm gonna protect you because you don't know.
Yes. He was like, come on, my child.
Right.
Let me lead you back to the right path, my child.
So, like, I would go, like, I remember being in Indianapolis and not knowing that, like, Naptown, like that. Like, I'm not knowing that they got a hood. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking, this ain't Texas. It ain't Dallas. So, you know, I'm thinking, just being young and dumb, you think wherever you at is the worst it is. Like California think they the only people that got some real gangbangs.
Yes, they do.
And when they go other places, they be by themselves here with that energy. And it's like, bro, you ain't in Compton and none of that. You by yourself here.
Right.
And you gonna get handled like you by yourself.
We got guns here.
Yeah. Like, everybody, the nicest people in church, they have guns.
Yes, correct. Everybody can legally wear a gun, is what I should say.
So, I have to tell people that, like, especially some people from New York that I started meeting as I got older, they wasn't used to people open carry like that.
Nope.
Why does that grinder fascinate?
I know. Whatever.
Every girl see that crowd and they just want to pick it up.
Whatever.
This Cuban girl just trying to take it. I was like, you don't even smoke like that to take it.
Like, cute though.
She's like, it's nice. I ain't never seen this.
It is. That's dope. I would definitely just have it sitting.
I'm going to have it for a minute too. Really?
Yeah, that's dope.
I need to buy another one now. I think that's something I would like. That's the stuff like that I don't like really buying. I like, I keep it as long as possible.
Exactly.
Like this tray, I can't even tell y'all.
I totally agree with you. I wouldn't buy.
It's
stuff like that over and over again. I wouldn't have 15 of them, no. And the only reason I used to have about 5 of them is because people would give them to me or would leave them at my house. And I'm like, I would call, hey, you have a grinder over here, you know.
Because I don't like using everybody's grinder. Yeah. I struggle with my grinder because I want to use my grinder.
Right, right.
But that's just because I know you recorded. That's how I felt about the expectations of the sex after the meal. Because that thing, most of us men, we do think that.
Right.
Like, naturally, we be thinking, I'll take you out.
Especially over and over and over again, right? Oh, like you said, not after the first one, maybe after the third and fourth, or you know, then
but
it becomes.
Even then, I think I expect it because. So, this is what I try to do when I'm on my live and when I'm just giving people advice, and it's something I want you to be conscious of, and I really be trying to do it on your when you doing your pillow talk. You always say, "I'm talking to y'all, not me." And I'll be trying, because I try not to get me in the way I think and put it in everybody's head. Because I'm like, y'all don't think like me for a good reason. it's a good reason y'all don't think like me. But when it comes to my expectations of sex after a meal, it's because when I talk to a woman, I talk to her. Like, I'm still old school. I don't have the Instagram and all that, so I call women.
Okay.
Like, text you.
Okay.
I ask you in the text, what you prefer, phone calls or text?
Right.
I want
to
know, because I'm going to talk to you.
Right.
So,
okay, so we can
if you won't text, be careful, because when I text, it'll be a long text. Okay. I might ask you 3-4 questions. Right. Like, I'm going to talk to you.
So right, I want to get to know you. That's what we're trying to do, right?
So when we get to this date, yeah, I'm expecting sex because we done build a rapport now.
Okay, that's understandable.
So that's the only reason why my mind is like that. So I have to think like other guys, because most of my friends, they do not like talking on the phone with a woman.
Yeah, so how do they, and that I would love to get a guy's point of view on that. How do you make a connection then? What are you doing?
Well, most of them, this new age, they feel like they can go to your Instagram, Snap, and Facebook, and they know you already.
Yeah, so what are we talking about?
So, I guess they talk shit. Most of them, I done been on dates with women and watched the other people. You know what they doing? This on the date. Taking pictures of it, post it. They'll say something to each other a little bit. He'll pull out his phone. She'll check her shit, then pull it down, eat. I've been sitting there on a date watching people do that. Because I'm dating a woman that don't have no social media. It's probably, matter of fact, I was on a date with a woman that was, she's a radio, she worked at Children. She was a radio manager in the radiology department. So she don't be on no social media.
Right,
so when
she
on a date with me, we really
on
a date.
Yeah, you guys are,
We kind of people watch. You know, that was something that me and her liked doing. So that's what I used to notice, like the young people on the dates, this is what they're doing. They keep picking their phone up. It's like, I'm missing something. Like, they don't know how to just sit here and be on a date with the person and talk to them. Like, ask them, where you from? What you like to do? What's your hobbies?
Right.
The simple questions, when is your birthday?
And that's what gets everybody in trouble, when now you think you're in a relationship because you've been hanging out, not getting to know each other. Hanging out,
I like that.
And then all of a sudden, bam, we got a child together. I'm pregnant, and now one of you are saying, "Wait, what? What do you mean?"
Yeah, because now we have to really get to know each other. And
correct.
Now we ain't even liking
correct.
Each other.
And then there's that. Now that I know you, and so I heard something. I can't remember where I heard it. Do you remember where we heard this? It was, they said. Oh, he was talking about arranged marriages. He said, it was this comedian. He said, arranged marriages are wonderful. You guys get to know somebody and still get married. That's how normal people do it, right? You get to know somebody and you, at the end of that, knowing you, you still get married to them. Whereas arranged marriage, I get married to know you.
Right.
And it should be, I get married to know you. Not, I know you, boom, it's it, now we're married. Now let's get married. We do it backwards. And I'm not saying an arranged marriage, but I'm saying the idea of the arranged marriage is, now we're married, so now let's get to know each other. He was making it a joke saying, and you guys get to know somebody and still marry them and still don't like them. Still don't like them. You still have issues. You still cheat. You still do all this goofy bad stuff. But you picked that person. You got to know that person. And now you're in divorce court because of that person. It's so like, I love arranged marriages. Arranged marriages are wonderful, like, in my book.
Hell yeah, because y'all getting it wrong and y'all getting it
and y'all still getting married. Y'all got it wrong in getting to know the person. Y'all got it wrong. And you still married the person.
I like it because it's different. And I think that would be fun to say. I think, you know what? For sure, this is what I will bet on if I'm a gambling guy. I bet you that arranged marriage will last a little longer than some of these fixed marriages, only because y'all gonna spend 2 or 3 years getting to know each other. That's the best part of being in a relationship with anybody, getting to know somebody. That's the best part.
And you know who put y'all together? People who know you, who's known you your whole entire life. Can you imagine your mom and another lady's mom putting y'all together? Because you know what I mean? Your mom knows exactly who her son is. At least, I'm sorry, let's back up. Your mom is the parent, because it's only a percentage of us parents who says, oh yeah, that's my child. Because, you know, parents like to say, oh, my child wouldn't do that.
Right.
Not my little Tommy.
Right.
Not my little Dietrich. They're not out there robbing people and raping people. You know your child out there doing it because they did it when they was living at home with you.
And I had that mama that, if you call for my sister, you better have your shit together. Because you can't just say anything about my sister. She coming up there. When you call for me, she know what child that is. Soon as you say, yeah, I said this to him and he told me. Yeah, that's my son.
Yeah, yeah.
I know him. He gonna say something back. He say shit back to me. I know he done said something back to you.
And that's how I was growing up. I told my kids, you have two rules. I know your children, okay? No, you can't cuss, okay? You just can't. But here is the rule. When you're out there being kids, if an adult hears you, you did too much.
Right.
Okay? And if an adult comes to me and tell me something you did that I know you did, we're going to have an issue, okay? Those are the two rules. Respect, respect, respect. So, I had a lady come to me, oh, your daughter, I think she stole. I said, no, not my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But who was she with? Let me listen to the story. She told me everybody she was with. I said, I think I know who has it. I will talk to my daughter, then I will talk to the parent. But I know for a fact my daughter did not steal what you're saying. Because I know first of all, I have everything you have. I have everything you have. We're both women. I have everything you have, okay? I don't lock up anything. My money, I don't lock up anything. That's, trust starts at home. So I know my kids didn't steal. Like, months later, her husband came back, apologized and stuff, and he goes, but I do want to tell you, they was out there cussing. I said, my apologies. My apologies. My apologies. You know, it may not have been my kids, but let me apologize because they're with kids that I know cuss. You know, so as a parent, the first thing we have to do is responsibility and trust. And it starts when they're little. Yeah, you have to get that. Age, yes. Too late. Make them trust, earn their trust with you. Because my kids, again, I'm not saying they're perfect, but I know if they go out and do something, they're coming straight to the phone, they're calling, they're coming straight to the house and saying, Mom, let me tell you what I did. Let me tell you the whole story. That way when I can go into the school, you can't tell me nothing different. Because they know I'm going to beat their butt. They know they going to get it. They know they going to get grounded. They know what they have to lose at home.
Yeah, my mom, no, I'm not going to tell you shit. You better go get it in blood. Because I'm not going to, I ain't snitching on myself.
And see, that's the thing. My kids, that's why they didn't do bad. My kids, again, the bad stuff, I didn't find out. I'm finding out now what the little twerps did when they were little. Like, the first time I let them smoke weed, I thought that was the first time. My son hit that, and I said, that ain't not, what? Here I am still choking, and my first time was maybe 2 months prior to that.
My little brother would be like that. I'm thinking this motherfucker ain't smoking. And hit the mom like, bro, what you been smoking with? Right. Ain't no way in hell that's your first time smoking. Like, I know what your first time smoking with,
right? Right. Man, everybody in there, all the adults just busted out laughing. They was like, Mom, he used to come home so high. What did they think they was doing in the garage? I said, I never smelled it. I would always go in the garage. They're like, because they had the door up. Because they would go outside on the side, smoke, and then come back in the garage. They never had a light on. They just had the door up, you know. And we had, I had, you know, mosquito stuff around. So we didn't have to worry about none of that stuff. Man, my kids were so smart. They were too smart for their own good. They didn't steal my cars. They didn't do any of that. Because I would just let them use them. Yeah. But they were good kids. I didn't have to worry about that. I didn't have to worry about, I found out now that they skipped a couple of times of school. I said, why your school didn't tell me? It was like, because we didn't skip that often.
Right.
We would go to class, take rows, stay in there, and then leave. You know, so, you know, those things that you learn when your adult children gets to be adults.
Oh, man, when I started telling my mama some of the shit that I was doing, which she found out some shit, but after a while, it was some shit she just didn't want to know. Like, she was like, I don't want to know, but she found out, when she started finding out some of that shit, she was shocked, but then again, she wasn't shocked. Like, my sister wasn't too much.
If this hit home for you, or you know someone who needed to hear this, go ahead and follow Pillow Talk wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple, YouTube, you know, all of that. And for the behind-the-scenes tea, bonus confessions, and some unfiltered laughs, follow and subscribe to Let's Talk at Pillow Talk on YouTube. That's where the real combo continues. Want to slide in the DMs or just need to vent? Email us at letstalkatpillowtalk@gmail.com. You've just been wrapped in the warmth of Pillow Talk. Drift off knowing this. Your heart deserves peace. Your love deserves presence. And you deserve someone who shows up for you. Until next time, sleep soft, speak your truth, never shrink to be seen, and let them earn your energy. I'm Destiny Shanae. Thanks for coming with us.